got any chiclets handy. If you give me some gum chow, everything will be fine and dandy.
I want to sink my teeth in a wee thin stick of pepsin.
Spearmint, double mint, juicy fruit.
They're all root.
Have you got any gum chow?
Don't you give me that no or maybe.
You could really be some chum if you give me that choo-choo, baby.
This day could be my gay day, my chomp, chomp, chomping away day.
Got any gum, gum chum? Have you got any gum chum?
A country boy by the name of Lum. His only passions were for gals and gum. But he was ugly as sin and poor to boot, so he never did better than juicy fruit. Then along came the war and his spirits rose. He pictured himself in the captain's clothes. But kitchen police turned out to be his lot, and the PFC was as far as he got. The gals all went for the captains and loot. They couldn't see a hero in his fatty gay suit, so it was natural that Lum become glummer than glum, and he sought solace in his chewing gum. He traded candy and soap and favors and such for chewing gum, of which he never had too much. And when he went overseas, all of his packs were busting at the seams for Mr. Wrigley's wax. Once over there, it was the strangest thing. The lady started treating him like a king. All he had to do was whip out a stick and then stand back and sort of take his pick. It was a shortage. They couldn't get enough. It was a shortage. And Lummy had the stuff, and though he didn't expect it in the USA, when he got back home, he heard them all say,
this day will be my gay day, my bum bum bubbling heyday. Got any gum chum? Got any candy handy?
I got a sister, mister.
If you give me some gum chum.